Fresh snowfall perched in white ramparts on the bare black birch limbs that lined the drive. White gleamed against black, like a fool's winter motley. The snow came down in loose clumps of flakes, adding a fresh layer of glistening white to the banked snow in the courtyard. It was softening the hard ridges of fresh wheel tracks in the carriageway, erasing the boys' footprints in the snow and smoothing the rutted pathways to mere suggestions of themselves. As I watched, another carriage arrived, drawn by a dapple-grey team. The driver's red-cloaked shoulders were dusted with snow. A page in green and yellow darted from the steps of Withywoods to open the carriage door and gesture a welcome to our guests. From my vantage, I could not tell who they were, save that their garb bespoke Withy merchants rather than gentry from one of the neighbouring estates. As they passed out of my view and their driver moved the carriage off to our stables, I looked up at the afternoon sky. Definitely more to come. I suspected it would snow all night. Well, that was fitting. I let the curtain fall and turned as Molly entered our bedchamber.
Fitz, you aren't ready yet?
I glanced down at myself. I thought I was... My wife clicked her tongue at me.
Oh, Fitz, it's Winterfest. The halls are festooned with greenery. Patients had cook create a feast that will probably sustain the whole household for 3 days. All 3 sets of minstrels that she invited are tuning up, and half our guests have already arrived. You should be down there, greeting them as they enter. And you're not even dressed yet.
I thought of asking her what was wrong with what I was wearing, but she was already digging through my clothing chest, lifting garments, considering them, and discarding them. I waited.
This,
she said, pulling out a white linen shirt with ridges of lace down the sleeves.
And this jerkin over it? Everyone knows that wearing green at Winterfest is good luck.
With your silver chain to match the buttons. These leggings, they're old-fashioned enough to make you look like an old man, but at least they're not as saggy as those you have on. I know better than to ask you to wear your new trousers. I am an old man. At 47, surely I'm allowed to dress as I please. She lowered her brows and gave me a mock glare. She set her hands to her hips.
Are you calling me an old woman, Sirrah? For I seem to recall I have 3 years on you.
Of course not, I hastily amended my words. But I would not resist grumbling. But I have no idea why everyone wishes to dress as if they are Gemalian nobility. The fabric on those trousers is so thin, the slightest bramble would tear them, and... She looked up at me with an exasperated sigh.
Yes, I've heard it from you 100 times. Let's ignore that there are a few brambles inside Withywood, shall we? So, take these clean leggings. The ones you have on are a disgrace. Didn't you wear them yesterday when you were helping with that horse that had a cracked hoof? And put on your house shoes, not those worn boots. You'll be expected to dance, you know,